Let's begin with what services you offer.
Well, I offer a variety of services. The coaching that you mentioned in the areas of leadership coaching and executive coaching, coaching and resilience training, communication coaching, and life change coaching.
And that term coaching, I think a lot of people relate to it in the athletic definition, but how does it work in your context?
I went and got some training, accredited training with the International Coach Federation, which is kind of the gold standard for coaching, and then started expanding what I did in my coaching practice. It started out with the communication coaching because that's what I was doing at the time, a communication consultant, which I still do.
What sorts of issues typically brings them to your door?
Organizations that care about their employees want to invest in them. And so, as an example, if you'd like an example,
yes.
I got a call from an industrial engineering firm, and they had a very promising young engineer who was brilliant. She was challenged in her communication skills and had a tendency to be condescending. One of the reasons why, she was extremely intelligent, but another one was that she was very, very conscientious. The area of work that she was in required a lot of attention to detail because if it's not done well, it could be dangerous to thousands of people. And I can't go into any more detail than that because it's all confidential. But she came to me and the HR person talked to me about some of the difficulties that she was having. And very early on in the process, she embraced how to become better at communicating in a way where people are hearing her and she's not putting them on the defensive, as an example.
How can you help a client become a more confident communicator, a more effective communicator?
Helping a person find their own voice is first and foremost. And, of course, you know and I know that the number one fear people have is public speaking. I'll sometimes videotape a client if they're wanting to prepare for something really important that they need to speak in front of people. I'll sometimes videotape them and go through it, give them notes, and show them places where they can work on strengthening. It might be inflection. It might be pacing. It might be vocal tonality. It might be something very technical. Or it might be just something where I'm helping them build their confidence in the process of speaking.
Sometimes maybe fear of embarrassing themselves, of
being
humiliated.
Yes, that's a big one. The what ifs, you know, the famous what ifs. What if I blank out? What if I say the wrong thing and I'm embarrassed? What if everyone in the room is smarter than I am? Those are really typical, and they're part of the human condition, I think, sometimes. We all have those at one time or another, I think.